Welcome back. I know a lot of folks, when they think of Quincy, think of the 27 miles of shoreline along the ocean. But there is another body of water that runs through the city called the Neponset River that takes up a large part of, especially the northern part of the city. And the Neponset River Watershed Association is dedicated to overseeing and preserving and restoring that. So we welcome the Executive Director, Ian Cook, and the Director of River Restoration, Sean McCanty, to the program. Gentlemen, thanks for coming over.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. You know, as I said, a lot of folks, they think of Wollaston Beach. They think of, you know, the coastline, the ocean. But Ian, the Neponset River is a big part of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The Neponset River is all along the sort of northern edge of Quincy, right, and a whole nother waterfront to explore if you haven't done it before.
Exactly, yeah. So I thought before we talk about that, let me talk a little bit about the association. What is the Neponset River Watershed Association?
So we are a nonprofit conservation group, and our mission is to clean up and protect the river and make it a place that people can access and enjoy. And we call ourselves the Watershed Association because we deal with all of the land that drains into the river, which includes parts of 14 cities and towns all the way up to Foxborough, and obviously down at the mouth of the river here we have Quincy and Boston.
Sure, yeah. The association itself, how was it formed? When was it formed? And what is its mission?
It started quite a while ago. In 1968, it was incorporated, so we're actually pretty soon coming up on our 60th anniversary. And it was really founded as municipal conservation commissions at the time, mm-hmm, who were interested in working together and collaborating on regional issues. And that basic strategy of trying to bring people together across city and town lines to work on shared issues is still a big focus for us as we try to continue making progress on cleaning up the river and opening it up for recreation today.
Yeah. When you say we, who is the association?
Well, we have about 800 members, probably about 400 volunteers that engage with us a year. We now have actually 13 staff. So that's kind of the we have, you know, a lot of involvement and a lot of interest, as well as, you know, we also sort of classify some of our cities and towns as part of the we too, because obviously they play a key role.
Sure. Do you have representation from each of the communities in the association?
We do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there a governmental structure?
It's strictly a private nonprofit corporation. So, you know, it's really a non-governmental entity, but with lots and lots of partners.
Okay.
So.
Is there a board?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A volunteer board of directors sort of oversees us, and then our membership elects the board every year at our annual meeting.
Okay. And are there regular meetings that the association has that the public can attend or
we
at
have
view?
Lots and lots of meetings.
Yeah.
We have many different committees, such as the Neponset Greenway Council, which is technically its own independent organization, but with whom we work very carefully, does a lot of work in Quincy and Dorchester in terms of access to the river and development of the Quincy River Walk, for example, which now connects over to the Greenway over on the Dorchester side of the river. We have water quality monitoring volunteers that are involved, you know, month in, month out. Mm. Over the summer, we have lots of working groups that maybe you'll hear a little bit more about on different topics.
Sure.
So lots of ways to get involved.
Okay, very good. Who can be a member of the Watershed Association?
Anybody who wants to. It is entirely open. If you're interested in the river, you know, if you're interested even just in learning a little bit more or getting more involved, you know, you're more than welcome.
Okay. How long is the Neponset River?
The river is about 29 miles.
Okay. All right. And what are some of the challenges that it's facing right now?
So the Neponset, you know, a lot of people don't realize how far the Neponset has come. You know, most of the Neponset River now meets fishable, swimmable water quality standards most of the time. We still have significant challenges with polluted stormwater runoff, the runoff from streets that gets into storm drains. A lot of people don't realize that just goes right to the nearest stream. So that is probably our biggest water quality challenge, with 330,000 people living in the watershed. That's a lot of opportunity for mishaps and miscommunication on the pollution side. You know, climate change is increasingly an issue that we think about a lot and work on a lot. You know, both freshwater flooding, saltwater flooding, heat issues, some of the impacts both on communities and developed neighborhoods, but also the impacts on environmental resources and recreational features. Access to the river, you know, the Neponset is sometimes called the hidden river.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes a lot of people don't realize it's there, haven't been on it, haven't discovered how wonderful it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely work to both raise awareness and to open physical access to the river. You know, a lot of sections of the river were very industrial for a long time, and we're kind of, in some cases we're literally fenced off. So a lot of our work is trying to create parks, access points, trails, get those historical fences, which there are still a few around, taken down so that people can get out and access and enjoy their river.
Okay. And who kind of owns the river or manages it? I mean, is it a state property? Is it municipalities that it runs through? How does that work?
It varies from spot to spot. There is no one governmental entity or something that's in charge of the river. In a lot of areas, DCR owns the bottom of the river or areas along the riverbanks, but private people own it too. Boston Scientific owns, you know, the waterfront around their facility, for example.
Okay.
And you know, in some cases, even individual homeowners own parts of the bottom of the river.
So it varies.
Yes, indeed.
How did you yourself even get involved with the association? What's your background?
I actually have been with the association for a long time now, shockingly long time, almost 32 years.
Mumbling.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. You know, I have an academic background in environmental issues, and when I was getting out of school years and years ago, I knew I wanted to work in a nonprofit. I was really intrigued by water issues, and I managed to land an internship at the Watershed Association. And one of my claims to fame is that I went from intern directly to executive director.
Really?
There was no other staff, and I think the board thought, well, you know, we can't pay him hardly anything, but we'll give him a good title and we'll give him health insurance in case he gets hit by a bus.
Okay.
And nobody, I think, expected me, including myself, expected me to be here 30 years later. But it's been really a wonderful opportunity to try to bring together all of the sort of scientific, political, policy issues that you need to manage a really diverse and vibrant watershed
like
this.
It must have been a tremendous learning experience for you, taking on that role. Yeah,
indeed.
Right? Yeah,
yes.
And being flexible and adapting and changing as the needs of the river change, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you have a river restoration director now.
We do.
In Sean McCanty.
We're very lucky.
Yeah, so thanks for coming, Sean.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good to meet you. Tell me a little bit about your story to the association.
Yeah, so I've been with the association for just over 3 years now.
Okay.
I trained as an ecologist in environmental science. And actually, I did my doctoral work in river restoration, actually working on a cranberry bog restoration down in Plymouth.
Oh.
Kind of just seeing how we can take these ecosystems that we've damaged and bring them back, both for human benefit, you know, as flooding and water quality concerns, but also to bring back for the wildlife that live there.
Okay.
And after I finished my PhD, there was an opening for River Restoration Director right here at the Neponset River Watershed Association.
Yes.
Which is a great fit for everything I'm interested in, and been able to work on some amazing projects in these last 3 years.
Yeah, tell me about some of those if you can, because the title, the title of your job, you kind of explains what you do, right? You restore the river.
Yeah, so mainly, as Ian said, we do a lot. My particular focus is on kind of the water quality aspects and restoration, so dam removals and improving the water quality. And particularly for Quincy, we've been working a lot on the salt marshes in the estuary. So, you know, the 4 miles from Lower Mills and Dorchester and Milton up to the mouth of the river. I would say in the last two and a half years, we've kind of really stepped up our work on climate-related work, both for the salt marshes and for, you know, flood resilience. So one thing we did last year is we were able to get some funding together thanks to Senator Keenan and Senator Tumulty and now Senator Collins. We got some money to look at what we're calling the State of the Estuary Report, which is, you know, surprisingly, this situated between Boston and Quincy, you wouldn't think that there's never been a study of the estuary in its entirety. Certain parts of it, little bits owned here and there, sure, but we've never really had a comprehensive look at what's going on with the estuary.
So when you say estuary, what do you mean?
So for us, the estuary is where the salt water and fresh water mix.
Okay.
Basically everything between Lower Mills and the mouth of the, where it empties into Boston Harbor.
Okay. And what did that report show?
So as you might expect, you know, situated between two big cities like Boston and Quincy, there's been a lot of impacts to the salt marshes that are historical. So mosquito ditches and agricultural ditches dug through that, you know, were intended to eliminate pests but really damage the marsh integrity. Erosion on the far edge, you know, from wave action and boats that go by. And historic fill. So as they were building the expressway and all the bridges over it, the river was dredged a couple times. That river sediment was put on top of the marshes. And so our marshes are actually higher than they should be relative to the elevation that they would normally grow at. And that's in some ways where you see a lot of this invasive Phragmites, the big tall reed species. So we've kind of had, we were able to get the money together to get some consultants to look at this and really kind of spell out, you know, where these specific stressors are. Where is it a stormwater issue? Where is it a historic fill issue? Where is there over-ditching? And kind of map out what the problems are. And the best way we can really prepare for climate change is to get our marshes as healthy as possible. There's other things we can do, and we'll talk about that in a bit, but kind of gearing them up to be as healthy as they could be right now is the best thing we can do to help retain them, retain the habitat for wildlife, but also protect everything behind the marshes that benefit from their flood protection.
Sure. We have some pictures we want to show folks that you kindly sent to us, so we want to show those to folks, some of the work that's been going on along the Neponset River. And the first one is, I guess there's a Superfund site. Tell me about those.
So the Superfund site is a little bit upstream. So this is a 3.7-mile stretch of the Neponset River that runs from Hyde Park through Mattapan down to Lower Mills, Dorchester Lower Mills, with Milton on the other side. And this is an area where for quite a while now, we have been studying the possibility of trying to remove or modify two state-owned dams that would allow historic herring and shad runs to come up the river. And in the process of doing that, we discovered that the river, the sediment at the bottom of the river is pretty significantly contaminated with polychlorinated biphenyls. And back in 2022, after many years of work, we finally got that section of the river designated as an EPA Superfund site. So EPA is now working on cleaning up that sediment, which opens up the possibility to improve recreation along that section of the river, as well as perhaps move forward with removing or modifying those dams and bringing those historic herring and shad runs up the Neponset. And for people who, you know, maybe you're not a fisherman, you know, a herring and a shad, you don't know it from a flounder. You know, if you talk to local fishermen and the Neponset estuary, which is where Quincy is, a little further downstream than the Superfund site, there's a lot of fishing activity. People love to catch stripers and bluefish. And if you say, oh, you want to restore herring, fishermen get really, really excited because that will help rebuild the entire ecosystem. And of course, the thing that those stripers and bluefish love to eat are things like herring.
Okay.
So, you know, it's sort of an ecosystem restoration, but also with the cleanup of the contamination, an important public health initiative to try to grab that contamination before it moves any further downstream. So again, so people can enjoy the river.
Sure.
So we're really excited to see that moving forward, and a couple new phases of that work will be getting started over the next couple of years.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Is the water in the Neponset River tested as it is for, say, beach water, you know, for swimming quality?
It's a little bit of a different protocol, you know, and realistically, you know, in theory, the state government tests the river periodically. It has actually been a very long time since they've done that, but really our volunteers are the ones who do most of that work and then share the information with the state.
Sure.
So we have about 75 volunteers who help us monitor 41 locations all around the watershed.
Wow.
Six times a year for a number of indicators, not for every possible indicator.
Right.
And that we use that information both to understand how healthy the river is, to identify places that need some more attention from government agencies.
Can't
and
fix
problems
it if
that
you don't
need
know
to be fixed. Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. A couple more pictures we want to show folks before we run out of time. And what are we looking at here?
Yeah, so this is a walk we did earlier this month for the king tide.
Yes.
So the king tide, for those who don't know, is kind of unofficial term for the high tide. It's when the moon aligns with the moon's position aligns with the full moon or new moon, and the tide came up to almost 12 feet.
Wow.
So we went out with the Quincy Environmental Treasures Tour.
Yes.
Helped organize it, and we kind of walked up East Squantum Street, kind of went and ended up on the hummock, and we're able to look at the impact of the tides. And for us, really, the king tide represents a view into the future, right? It's the high tide now, but in the future, it will just be high tide.
High tide, yeah.
And so it gives us a chance to see what, you know, how our infrastructure is ready for it, and in many ways, it's not ready for it.
No, it's not, yeah.
And also a great time for us to talk about, you know, what work we're doing in the estuary and ways the salt marshes help and what we're doing to help protect them.
Sure, sure. Next one, can take a look at here. Looks like a mural.
Yeah, this is a great project we've been doing this summer. This is actually on the other side of the river along the Neponset Greenway in Dorchester.
Yep.
There are a series of 12 murals that were created a good while ago now by an organization called the Boston Natural Areas Network, which sadly is no longer around. And we have been working with the Neponset Greenway Council and volunteers and local artists to restore these murals, which are really in need of repair.
Nice.
And it's been a wonderful activity. You know, volunteers have been just thrilled to help out with this.
Yeah.
And people walk by and they're so excited that we're doing it. You know, it's really been a great task.
Yeah.
Just to beautify things, right?
And a visibility too. You know, people might ask a question, what is that? You know,
absolutely.
And learn more about it. Yeah. This is an obvious recreational activity, right? Kayaking.
Yes. Yep. You know, the Neponset Estuary is a beautiful place to get out and paddle.
Yes.
This is some scenes from an event that we did this past summer called Neponset Day, where we actually have a local paddling outfitter called Paddle Boston that comes and brings free canoes and kayaks.
Nice.
You can come on down, and there's lots of other activities. But you know, if you've never had a chance to get out on the estuary, it really is beautiful. There's eagles and ospreys and fish, and just a wonderful place to be, even in this urban environment.
And because it's Halloween,
yes.
These folks are having much too much fun.
Yes, you definitely you have to enjoy Halloween. And every year, this is another event we do over at Pope John Paul Park.
Oh, okay, sure.
Open to everybody in the region. It happens to be in Dorchester, but people come from all over.
Sure.
This, and we call it the Pumpkin Parade. We have lots of kids. There's lots of candy, costumes, you know. We kind of do a march through the park, and it's always a great hit. Definitely the cutest event that we do all year long.
Nice, nice. Neponset.org, right? The website to go to to learn all about the association and get involved. Social media as well, I know you're on, and we'll just give you a call on the old-fashioned telephone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.